Rodgers to the end zone. And Wilson. Can he one-handed and stay in bounds? They say he was out. Almost a catch for the ages.
The left shin hit the ground in bounds before the knee hit out of bounds.
Well, 10 years ago in this ballpark, on the other side of the field, Odell Beckham made one of the great one-handed grabs of all time. And tonight, it doesn't get any better than this.
Al Michaels on the call. Garrett Wilson, highlight reel catch.
Of course. When does the shin become the knee?
That's a good question.
Come on, NFL.
I also feel like we are entering a time in our lives, Jeremy and Joe, good morning, happy Football Friday, where, you know, kids today, like we grew up with, and I say we, I was 1 year old when this happened. Do you believe in miracles? Yes. Or Kirk Gibson or Joe Carter, all the famous calls. Kids today will grow up with famous official rulings. The shin came inbounds before the knee. Oh, one of the great moments. The shin went before the knee. Now, it's important to point out, if the foot hadn't hit before the shin, that is incomplete. Because the shin is only 1 foot, but the knee is 2 feet. Right?
What? The shin is 1 foot?
That's why it was ruled a completion, because he had a foot and then the shin.
So a shin is a foot, but a knee is 2 feet?
I think so. I'm telling you that if he came down, if the first thing that came down was the shin, that's incomplete because the first knee is out of bounds.
I think we all have to sing the bone song, like the hip bones connected to it. Remember that one?
Yeah.
That's what they have to sing before every NFL game now.
I just don't think they need to be this complicated. A shin is 1 foot, but a knee is 2 feet, and a hip is 2 feet, and a shoulder is 2 feet,
and an elbow is two feet. Yeah, they hate feet.
And they only half hate shins, apparently. Half credit for a shin, yep. Basically.
803-0550. Happy Football Friday. Bills and Dolphins Sunday at the stadium. We'll talk with Sal. We'll talk with Chris Brown. And also coming up at 9:30, we're doing some flyover talk again. It's going to be a C5 Galaxy, a monster of a plane that goes over the stadium. And we'll talk to one of the crew members on that to get, you know, the info, because we think that stuff's kind of cool. So that's coming up at 9:30. Jets win and save their season to a point. We'll see if the Dolphins can do the same. No one's really expecting that. All right, Joe, you want to play the spread?
No one wants to play
the spread game.
Sure.
The spread game is 2.5. Jets were favored. Hey, that's a 3-6 team.
Yeah.
Favored against a 2-6. Favored against 6-2. That's weird. I think I should be on the Jets. You know. All right. Apply that to the Dolphins are only 5.5 point dogs in this game.
Yeah.
A team that never beats the Bills.
Yeah.
That doesn't ever win in Buffalo. And gets blown out routinely, and that spread is 5.5.
Right.
Feels small. I want to say I'll chalk it up to it's a division game. And division games, teams know each other a little bit better, even though the Bills routinely take care of business against this team here in Buffalo. There have been a couple games, playoff game, close. The snow, I wish it were colder game with snowballs, close.
Mm-hmm.
3-point game, the Bills win at the end.
The Miami won. The one game that they won, the 21-19, 100-degree game in Miami.
That's down there, but yeah. I'm thinking here the Miami never wins.
Yeah.
And 5.5 is a little bit of, let's just say if it wasn't a division game, maybe the spread is 8.5. But it's division, so we got to keep it a little bit closer because of that.
Yeah. Didn't we think the spread didn't make, I usually go this way. The Dolphins matchup, though, is like tough. Like, how much do the Bills really just have the secret sauce on how to stop them? How much do they have the right scheme, the right personnel, that they just know what the Dolphins do? They know how to stop Tua. They know how to keep Tyreek Hill in check. And all of that together means they're going to beat the Dolphins every time. Because the Dolphins were favored in Miami to start the year.
Yeah.
And the rosters aren't too different from that point to this point, and that game was never close.
Well, when you say the secret sauce, is the secret sauce really that they know how to stop Miami, or that they have an offense that Miami can't stop?
I think it might be both, because I do feel like they don't let the Dolphins go off. I think the Hill numbers are glaring.
That's right.
How good they've done. Tyreek Hill, his career high against the Bills with Miami is 59 yards. I think. Like, how could that possibly be true when you play him twice a year? I think that is you understand their offense and you know how to not let them get the big plays, which is what they thrive on.
There's definitely game script in here as well, though, right? Because sometimes the Bills blow the doors off the Dolphins and it's over and they have to get away from the run game. This Miami team runs the ball pretty well. Achan last week, 10 for 97.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
He had a bad year before that.
His last three games.
Even the Bills. I think he was 22 for 96 against the Bills.
22 for 96.
He also had seven catches. I think he touched the ball 30. He touched the ball 29 times.
I would expect he touches the ball a lot in this game. Yeah. His last two games, 16 touches and 17 touches. The Patriots, he didn't play a lot. 29 touches against the Bills. 17 earlier in the year against the Jaguars. Like, their offense is Achan. He's the biggest part of it. Mostert's right in the mix. Jalen Wright, a rookie back, like he's probably their next Mostert once Mostert ages out. But I wonder if we don't see the Bills, this Dolphins-Bills game be, for especially for Miami. You know, they're given a ton of credit for being this incredible offense when they're firing, and they need Tua because Tua at least makes other teams have to respect the run. They still do look like a finesse offense, and when it's on, it is appealing to watch. Like, I'll admit to having fallen in love with Mike McDaniel's offense early on. He ran a play last week where Tua is Harlem Globetrottering the ball, like back behind the back doing this and pump this way and flip that way. And when it's on, it is on. But it is so timing-based, and it is so, you want to say finesse, I'll allow that. Like, finesse, surgical. When it's looking good, it is surgically good.
Well, when's the last time you would even say that it looked like that? How long's it been?
Thought they were pretty good last week. No?
They were okay. They scored 27 points. Like, when's the last time their offense went, man, story of the league, the Dolphins' offense just looks unbeatable, unbelievable. Like, hasn't it been like a year since they've done that?
Maybe. I mean, I don't always want to go on points because sometimes game script means there aren't that many drives.
Yep.
But Tua's got
9 touchdowns in his last 9 games.
Yeah.
Like, he's averaging a touchdown a game for the last, again, 9 games that he's played. So I don't think they're a bad offense. I think they're good, but this juggernaut that we saw at the beginning of last year, like, we're not really seeing that.
That's not really there
anymore.
Jalen Waddle, his numbers aren't what you'd think they would be.
And this was a question about them coming into the year about, hey, like, as the league got more film on you as last season went on, you struggled more. And are you going to have a counterpunch this year? Are you going to have something new that you can't really do this cheat motion anymore because they kind of outlawed that, right?
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't do that? Okay.
It was talked about, and then they ultimately they clarified the ruling to say they did make that new rule change, but that it wouldn't really affect the Dolphins in that way.
Gotcha. But nonetheless, like, what's your counterpunch going to be now that the league kind of knows more about how to stop you, how to keep you in check? What are you going to do? And I think you're right to point out Achan. Like, I think their answer is their running back. Their answer is their run game. And that's, you know how I am about this stuff. I don't think leaning into your run game is necessarily the way to go about these things here.
It is the one thing that, I don't want to say a lot of Bills fans, but if you're worried about one team in the league, it's Baltimore, and it's because of the way they run it. And if there's one way to get by on the Bills, I don't want to say like teams beat the Bills running the ball, because I sit here and tell you it never matters and nobody ever does it.
Yeah.
That's why I wonder if in this game Miami won't say, we've tried everything. What we're going to try to do is run it more than we ever have, because they do give up big runs. We've seen it. And if we run and eat clock, we'll be one of those teams that tries to keep Josh Allen off the field and hope at, you know, there's 4 minutes left and we're down 6. Just hope that's stay close like a game manager team would, run the ball, and I know that's not who Miami wants to be.
Right, it's almost opposite of their identity.
Right, which is what the Bills...
Which is what they want to play, shootouts, right? At their core, don't they think they can win shootouts?
At their core, I think they think they can build to run away from a team in the first half and it's over. Which I think is a good plan for a lot of teams,
right,
and I think the Bills should probably employ that plan a little bit more. But yeah, kill a game in the first half. Just 35-10. See ya. Game's over.
And they can't really do that against
the Bills. No, they can't do that.
That's the difference against Baltimore, right? Baltimore can stay in their game plan and can stay by running Derrick Henry all the time because they have a really good defense that can that has that performance against Josh Allen that they had earlier in the year. The Dolphins don't have that. I don't think Dolphins have that potential, especially with all these injuries that they got on the defensive side of the football. Poyer looking as old as he does. They're missing their best two pass rushers, which is obviously huge.
Yep.
Right? Chubb and Phillips are just out. So, like, they're not stopping. They're not keeping the Bills in check to run like that, are they?
No, what it tends to be, maybe, is explosive plays. I'll have to find out where Miami's explosive plays rank. But I'm looking at Waddle's stats here. Because, like, Waddle is a great receiver. And it's not happening for him this year. In week one, he had 109 yards receiving and had a 63-yard catch in there. You want to know his longest catch since the Jaguar game in week one? Jalen Waddle, one of the best receivers in football. I mean, for my money, he's great. His longest catch is 21 yards since week one.
Yeah.
And that's in part because Tua was out. But still, he had a 21-yarder against the Bills, and that's the longest catch he's had since week one. So they are desperately looking for explosive plays. And their quarterback might not be able to deliver in the same way that some of the best guys can.
Right, like, I think some of these plays are cool, but what does it say about your offense when the highlights of your week are little, oh, cool, look at this flip that Tua made behind the line of scrimmage. You know what I mean? Like, they're cool, but what's the value of that, really? The handoff is just as valuable, at least on the end around. Maybe the one where he kind of fakes it with his left and flips it with his right actually is a worthwhile fake that does draw the defense away. But, like, where are their highlight reel plays? Where are their downfield Tyreek Hill plays? Where's Waddle for this? I think something, I don't want to say something's off, but even when Tua's been in there for like a 9-10 game sample size, they are a good offense, but they are not breaking the league like it felt like they were going to a year ago.
Football Friday on WGR. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills. When we return, improving the game plan. And we'll cruise through. Sal joins us, Chris Brown. It's Buffalo Bills Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Sub, start your game day the Crosby's way.